Hello, my name is Gustavo. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you a registered voter?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me ask you, in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or another state?
Wisconsin.
Okay, thank you. In what year were you born?
83.
Okay, thank you so much. Well, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November's elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote?
I will vote.
So we can say that you are almost certain to vote.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And if you have to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Immigration reform.
Immigration reform. Okay, thank you so much. And now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden, or like many people?
Democrat. Democrat. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I think it's independent RFK.
All right, thank you so much. Well, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means you would definitely vote for them. For example, Donald Trump?
0.
And Joe Biden?
Maybe 40%.
40%. All right. Thank you so much. And thinking about elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
I don't know, because I have to do research on the candidates. So... But I'm most likely to try to vote Democrat, but I always try to make sure that I do my homework first, you know?
Oh, got it. I don't know, are you sure that you will vote for Democrat or still not? Still not.
No, Democrats for sure.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for the Republican Eric Hobby or Democrat Tammy Baldwin?
Tammy Baldwin.
Okay, thank you so much. And what do you trust? Who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party, or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
I don't think either, because both of them, what they tried hasn't worked, so.
Oh, so for you it's like, neither?
Yeah. Neither, yeah, at least on the immigration deal. I don't know if the other party has anything different, but I'm willing to try at this point.
Okay, thank you so much. And please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing and increasing the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. You are strongly disagree with this statement?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, thank
you.
Thank you so much. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Strongly strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass the background check and have been living and working in the U.S. for over 10 years.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the U.S. for over 10 years, to pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
I strongly agree.
Okay. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, to pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over 10 years, to pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you so much. Well, let me tell you, we have completed 60% of this survey. Thank you so much for your time. And now, please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. For example, a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. This is for you much less likely. Somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy?
Somewhat more likely.
All right, thank you. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants?
Somewhat more likely.
You tell me somewhat more likely. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Now, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
More likely.
Somewhat more likely or much
no,
more likely?
No, much more likely.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you so much. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation?
Much more likely.
Thank you. And the last one for this part, a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, thank you so much. And please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following statements. For example, Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Are you very concerned with this?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay, thank you. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. What about this statement?
More concerned.
Like very concerned? Or
yeah, very concerned.
Okay, thank you so much. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
More concerned. Very concerned.
Okay, thank you so much. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver and earn the pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
Very concerned.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Thank you so much. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Very concerned.
Okay, thank you so much. Well, now I'm going to read you the different...
Uriel, espérate.
Sorry.
Not a problem. I'm going to read you the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and construct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. And Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. Which approach comes closer to your own view?
Joe Biden approach
it gets somewhat closer to your own view or much closer?
Much closer.
Okay, thank you so much. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I think I'm still leaning toward RFK.
All right, thank you so much. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
Yes. My wife and I used to be undocumented when I was younger, when I first came here.
Okay, thank you. I thank you so much for this. And in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? I'm going to read you a list, and you, for each one, you can tell me yes or no. For example, is Instagram?
No.
TikTok?
No.
MSNBC and CNN or other major news networks?
All the major, all the major news networks, yes.
Okay, thank you. WhatsApp?
No.
Facebook?
Yeah.
Univision or Telemundo?
Both.
Okay. Spanish language radio programs?
Yes.
YouTube?
Yes.
Fox News channel or website?
No.
OAN or Newsmax?
Newsmax, maybe. Not OAN, though.
All right, thank you so much. And finally, I would like to ask you just a few questions for statistical purposes. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
El Salvador.
All right, thank you so much. Just let me put it here. El Salvador. Okay, thank you so much. Were you born on the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
I was born in another country.
Would you specify that country?
El Salvador.
Okay, thank you so much. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish, or always English?
More Spanish, but both equally too.
All right, thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Not very strong, I guess.
Okay, thank you so much. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a conservative, a moderate, or liberal?
I don't even think I'm any of those three.
I'm sorry?
I don't think I consider myself any of them.
All right, no, not a problem. Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Associate's college.
Associate college?
I got an associate's degree in college. Sorry, I should have said it that way.
Thank you so much. What is your religion, if any?
Catholic.
All right, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Carlos.
All right. And, well, thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research study are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we know that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
Sure, I guess.
All right. Thank you so much. And, well, that's everything from my part. I really thank you for your time and hope you have a wonderful night.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.